Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another
Sports
Podcast. I'm Joel Anderson.
I'm Jordan Palmaville.
And joining us, as always, is the sports outsider, Phil Ranta. That's Phil's new maniacal laugh.
That is. That's my new catchphrase.
That was a cackle.
That was a cackle.
If I ever heard a cackle, that was a cackle.
That was indeed a cackle.
Yeah, okay, cackle folks, like a jackal.
Cackle of gooses.
We are going to get through this one because the three amigos of your sports podcast are returning from Las Vegas this last weekend.
Yeah.
Where we were during the Floyd Mayweather-Guerrero fight.
Yes. Yeah.
I forget his first name because we did not actually go to the fight. We were merely there on that weekend for another reason.
Really expensive.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yep.
Was it Robert Guerrero?
Sure.
Probably Roberto. Yeah.
Big Rob Guerrero.
Big Rob.
That's what his friends call him.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yep.
Big Rob Guerrero.
Also the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, yes. I watched that.
Yep, we watched it. I put money on a horse. I saw Ron Artest.
Right.
At some point over the weekend.
We saw Evander Holyfield.
We walked right by Evander Holyfield.
I saw Tito Ortiz.
Ooh.
Victor Ortiz.
Oh, right, yep.
Right. I had my picture taken with Victor Ortiz.
Yeah.
We saw Victor Ortiz being shoved into a cab by the security at the MGM Grand.
Yeah, because everyone started chanting Ortiz, and that made them very skittish.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought he was just on his way out, and he was like slapping high fives. And
you were pretty drunk.
Don't recall that.
Yep, of course you don't.
I don't think I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan's mom just found out he got drunk.
Most of that night is a blur.
Yeah.
It's like I remember the comedy.
Yeah.
And I remember like really stumbling over my last joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember your set, and it was very entertaining.
Thank you.
I remember
you.
Craig standing up there and yelling for a while.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm having a conversation now instead of doing a podcast.
Yeah. I just wanted to
for
add
the listeners
that
at home,
your
we did
night
a roast
was a blur.
For Craig Gagne.
And Joel's phone remembers seeing Blur live before they were famous. So... Such you've got something in common.
There we are, bringing it back home. Okay. Yep. Okay. So, hey, Phil, you catch any games this week?
I did. I saw the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, that's right, he did.
The ultimate game. And then I walked by the sports book a lot of times. I was there with a bunch of sports fans.
Yep.
Oh, my God, you guys were all jabbering. There was so much jibber-jabber, I wanted to be Mr. T and say, look, guys, no more of this jibber-jabber.
It's not like quite
Mr.
how
T
he said it.
Yeah, he's like, come on, no more jibber-jabber.
But you saw the Kentucky Derby, and this is exciting because we actually have this shows – How quickly we're throwing this podcast together. We were able to get the horse who won the Kentucky Derby.
The huge, right?
He's a big star.
Yeah.
It's a big get. His name is Orb.
Yeah.
He is owned by Tom Brady, or Tom Brady's racing shell corporation.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Incorporated in Delaware or Bermuda, one of them.
Yeah.
anyway, so the horse is on the show today.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I bet that horse likes Tecmo Super Bowl, huh? I bet he will.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Super Bowl. Update, watch, update.
Tecmo Bowl. Update, watch, update. Brought to you by
Febreze. It makes your hair grow back.
That what? No, it doesn't.
You know, well, that might not get by the Federal Trade Commission.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it does not make your hair grow back.
I really don't think it will.
It actually doesn't hurt people in the way previous drops suggested to use
that
the
is
Febreze.
A fair point. Though I would say a bald man believing that his hair is going to go back and then finding out that it's not going to is going to be emotionally crushed.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll still have functioning eyes.
Right. And he'll have a sticky, fragrant head.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like an Italian. Right? Just like one of those Italians.
Phil, tell us about the 1991 San Francisco 49ers.
All right, well, I played with my 91 49ers, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and I played it right before Vegas, so I hope I get these details right, because half of my brain was wiped during Vegas. But I believe I was playing the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh,
pretty
not
sure.
Good in 91, if memory serves.
But very good at the end of the season, because at the end of the season, game starts cheating. game starts cheating.
How
but
so?
I was still able to eke out a victory 36-17.
That's not eek.
Yeah, it is. You keep saying the game starts cheating, and then you keep winning by pretty substantial margins.
What I mean by cheating is that they're guarding you almost every time, but those three times a game they aren't guarding you, you can bomb it way downfield and get that touchdown. But what was really weird was they completed every single pass, whether
every
guarded or not.
Pass?
Yeah, I had two people guarding one of their men, still caught it every time.
Sons of bitches.
It was rude. It's rude of the game to program it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe Montana starting to throw up a lot of interceptions.
I don't believe that one
bit.
A
lot of interceptions.
Well, Joe Montana not classically known as a great passing quarterback. It's his legs that have
right.
always defined
yeah.
Joe Montana.
And he got a lot of running. He was yet again my leading rusher with over 100 yards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Indeed he is.
What does the record sit at right now?
14-0.
And who do you got ahead next week?
I don't know.
Oh, why not?
Because I never look ahead.
Never looks ahead,
yeah,
folks.
Going into week 16, don't know who I'm playing.
Championship
so, yeah, 14
level
and 0.
Mindset.
Yeah. This is yeah. exciting. This would have been when the 85 Bears lost. Wasn't it week 16 to Miami on Monday Night Football?
Yes.
I'm the only one who, yeah. Okay,
I don't look to me. Why'd you look at me?
Sorry.
Hey, Phil, do you know how the 85 Bears were? I don't know how any Bears are ever, except for the Barons.
He's not
Bears.
Much of a sports insider
no.
the way
yes.
you might be.
I think you missed the beginning when I went,
That sounds like the maniacal laugh of someone who doesn't know about sports.
You don't know sports.
Tecmo Bowl update, watch, update.
Tecmo Bowl update, watch, update. Brought to you by
Febreze. I was wrong about the hair thing.
Okay, well, they
well,
issued
they,
a retraction.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That's awful nice of them. And, hey, what else we got in the show today?
Let's see. We have the horse.
Right.
What
we
else?
Have news.
We do have news.
I'm excited for that.
Phil, we got a weird sport.
You're damn right we do. Don't we have a What's More Racist?
We have a What's More Racist.
All
nice.
Right.
I
love
that.
What's More Racist.
Be good.
All right, let's get it started.
Yep. News on the Sports Podcast with Jordan, Joel, and Phil.
News.
I love
all
it.
Right.
Sports.
Yes.
Tim Tebow, update, watch, update.
Brought to you by
Mentos. Feel the rush in your mouth. Home.
That did not sound like a guy who was excited
no.
about the rush in his mouth.
He didn't want to.
Mentos so much tamer now than the wild and crazy Febreze.
I
yeah.
know, right? Well,
but hey, let's say this. Mentos, I mean, I think they're reaching out to the depressed people of the world.
Yeah.
They also need fresh breath.
Right. They're not marketed to enough with sadness.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a tighter branding message than Febreze, though, and I appreciate that.
Release quarterback Tim Tebow, most influential athlete.
What?
Forbes.com did an e-poll with Nielsen.
Ah.
And Tim Tebow was voted the most influential athlete, 29%.
What does that mean, influential? Influence for what?
It means he influences the outcome of the games he plays in.
Nope.
When they lose.
Yeah.
I think it's more like when people have life choices they have to make, they first look to Tim Tebow to see what he's done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about getting a haircut. Maybe I'll try something new. Ah, Tim's doing something kind of nice there.
Or,
yeah.
or
WWTTD.
A father might be looking at his young son and thinking, hey, maybe I should go out in the backyard and toss the old pigskin around with him. And look at Tim Tebow and say, nah, you don't need to throw the ball to play quarterback. Yeah. We'll just have him run around in circles.
It's a terrible father, Joel.
Or Jesus might be going, I don't believe in myself. And then he goes, wait, that guy believes in me?
Yeah.
Right?
That's Ooh. The sort of influence Tebow
has. There's been a ghost sound effect
yeah,
there for Jesus.
There should.
After Tim Tebow, was Michael Phelps at 25%.
Why would
Still?
Michael Phelps be influential?
He's won a bunch of gold medals.
He
does something.
Hey, makes me
I should
Subway.
Do something.
I'm going to be Michael Phelps kind of comes off like he's not too bright.
He
hey,
went
here's
to
the
University
thing.
Of Michigan. How could he not be bright?
Joel,
he
did not graduate.
I believe it.
Yeah. But also, I mean, one of the greatest American athletes in history.
So he influences you and you and me.
Not me.
Okay.
Yes, you were part of the you.
Oh. Well, I don't feel influenced by him. I don't feel influenced by athletes. What
I don't
do they
feel
do?
Influenced by Michael
game.
Phelps either. I really liked that he won all those gold medals.
I really didn't think news would be a bunch of semantics.
Right. Sorry. Ryan. Sorry.
Peyton Manning, 21%. That's fifth overall. He, of course, is the current Denver Broncos quarterback. Tim Tebow no longer with the Denver Broncos. Previous polls, the past 2 years had NASCAR driver and internet meme enthusiast Jimmy Johnson at the top.
Internet meme enthusiast?
Yeah. Yeah, he loves memes. We had
he
him on
the
show,
Harlem
Joel.
Shake, remember?
Oh, that is right.
Gosh, don't you guys remember our shows? You forgot Joie de Palme last week.
Yeah.
We had to explain
Joel
to you Joie de Palme again. It was a weird sport.
This is Joel's least favorite podcast, I think.
Yeah. Seems like
where's
you guys
that
are...
Forbes list?
All right, I'm trying this one.
All right.
Supernatural groundhog terrorizes youth football players and little leaguers.
That is an excellent article name.
Yeah. What's
I'm just going to go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm just going to read this. You interject.
Okay. Yeah.
Members of the Bridgeton Midget Football League.
Bullshit. Nope. Wait. Bridgetown Midget Football League?
I think it's a class of youth football.
Oh,
league.
Okay. Go on.
Noticed a cute-looking groundhog near the parking lot outside the facility. The animal was directly across the street from where they stood, so they moved closer to get a better look at the first groundhog they had ever encountered. Evidently, that angered the animal, with the groundhog charging after the football players. The football players ran, heading directly for the Bridgeton Little League field, where a game was ongoing. The groundhog followed in hot pursuit. The animal ran onto the field and kept charging after kids. The umpire working the game, Brandon Dennis, put himself in front of a crowd of terrorized children
so brave.
As the groundhog, quote, bared its teeth. The animal responded by chasing after the umpire. In an attempt to free the umpire from the animal's reign of terror, Bridgeton Little League president T. Carl Hempel stepped in. The groundhog immediately began chasing him all the way to his car. So far, what we have here is an incident of an animal.
This doesn't sound like a supernatural groundhog.
Oh, wait for it.
Yeah.
First of all, it's very comical. He's chasing them all around.
Oh, yeah.
You're imagining the Benny Hill music.
Yep.
It's a clear-cut case of a threatened animal reacting angrily to an unforeseen threat to its environment.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
What? How can there be more?
Oh. The groundhog went under the car, remember?
No.
He started the car. The groundhog escaped the roar of the motor and headed straight for the Bridgeton Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, no.
It found a hole.
It's like Godzilla.
It found a hole in the fence surrounding the air conditioning unit, said President T. Carl Hempel. Hempel then called the police. They were here in 2 minutes. They got one of those loops to stick around its neck. It broke the loop.
No.
I'm telling you, it was big, said President T. Carl Hempel. The groundhog was evidently re-looped and brought to a nearby animal hospital.
Why? Kill it. Don't let it live. Don't bring it to hospital. It has to go.
No, you're right, Phil. Yeah. They make a terrible mistake.
I believe
in not killing it. They estimate the animal weighed about 20 pounds. Think a large terrier.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be contained easily. Basically,
you cannot hope to stop
they put it.
It
they brought it to the animal hospital, and
it.
One of the veterinarians who runs the animal hospital arrived the following morning to care for the groundhog. The animal had escaped from the cage.
Yes.
The cage was still locked.
No.
And inside of it was an empty can of cat food. No groundhog.
Oh, what?
Supernatural groundhog terrorizes youth football players and little leaguers.
So you're saying the groundhog is still out there?
It could be anywhere.
Oh, my God. What? Hey, I am going to say this. I was going to make a snarky comment about how your football team, if they're running from a groundhog, isn't that good. But here's the thing about like animals or wild animals in general. It's not that you think they're going to like kill you, but I remember this because I tried to pick up a cat once, and then it bit me. And I realized that while I could probably pretty easily kill the cat was going to do a lot of damage, you know? And
slow
the cat,
it down to some smooth jazz.
The cat didn't
Joel
even care.
Tells a story.
No, it's kind of like a role-playing game, right? You fight the early level things, and they're not going to kill you. But you're like, if I fight too many of them, then I could,
exactly.
They wear me down.
And
then
so
I have to go to an inn before I do my next real battle.
So when you see a groundhog charging at you, you immediately think to yourself, oh, I could just stomp in that stupid groundhog. But then you go, wow, but it could also like sever my Achilles tendon by biting me.
Yeah,
it would be bad.
Like,
it's
have
a
to
wild
roll
animal.
A 20-sided die, and if you get a 1 or a 2, you might still win.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Unless, of course, that horse is Orb, the winner of the Kentucky Derby this last weekend. Welcome to the show, Orb. Really great to have you on the podcast.
Hey, how you doing, huh? It's good to be here on this
sports podcast. Nay!
This is the first time we've ever had a horse in the podcast.
Well, it's good to be the first. I'm like the Jackie Robinson of horses on this podcast.
Do you have enough room in there? It's a small recording.
I'm sticking my head through a little window. I put down the oat bag and ready to do to talk about my victory.
You almost seem like a Canadian horse, but you're saying nay after everything instead of a.
Good one, Joel. What, you think I don't listen to this podcast? I know that you're the ball buster.
All right, so Tarkus, can you tell us
Phil's
about...
Phil's coming back with the oats burritos pretty soon, right? Burritos full of oats.
Oh, yeah. Those don't sound good at all.
No, you have not lived until you've had an oats burrito.
What else do you have in an oats burrito?
Just oats contained by a tortilla. It's basically better than a bag.
Then why the tortilla?
Nah, because it tastes better than a burlap sack. It gives it a little corn flavor.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Why are you asking me about my food? I just freaking won the Kentucky Derby over here.
You just won the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. You're a part of Tom Brady's racing team.
Yeah, Tom Brady's my master.
Yeah?
Yeah, he owns me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, he helped me with a lot of training.
So yeah? you're not unlike the Indianapolis Colts secondary from the late 90s.
Tom Brady owns you. Oh, I see. I'm very funny on they. That's my owner, so let's watch it, all right?
Okay.
Look, my owner helped train me, though.
Yeah.
How did he train you? What kind of stuff did you do?
Here's what he did, all right? He just set me free on the track and said, hey, you win the Kentucky Derby, I'll let you spend the night with my wife, Giselle Bundchen, huh? Hey,
that's a little horrifying.
He said, you win the Kentucky Derby, you get the night with my hottie little wife. And I went, nay, I'm going for it. Yay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I changed that end to a Y. I'm going for it. It sounds like.
I said, yay. And here I am. I'm the victor. I just won the Kentucky Derby.
So how was it?
What?
Giselle.
Oh, I haven't gotten a chance yet. I'm going to romance her a little bit. Huh?
Okay.
I don't like to just jump right in there, huh?
Why not?
I got to ease into it, all right? Most women can't handle me. I'm hung like a me. Huh? But I gotta wine and dine first.
How are you going to wine and dine? What's the game plan there?
Well, the plan is, first of all, we're going to go out for some oat burritos.
I don't know if you want to take yourself and can out for
oh, she doesn't burrito. Eat. She just watches. What, with a body that's like that, you'd have to be freaking ridiculous to eat food, huh? It's going to ruin that? Ruin that perfect hourglass?
Yeah.
You know, she ain't from America.
No, she's Brazilian.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Brazilian or something like that. Some sort of Mexican. But yeah, she's gotta go out to the restaurant, watch me eat. I'm gonna tell her some very funny jokes. Nah.
What kind of jokes?
Well, I'm thinking of stealing your horse's a horse, of course line. That was from Mr. Ed.
If it helps you get laid, you can go right ahead.
I don't need help to get laid, all right? I know I'm going to get laid. I won the freaking Kentucky Derby over here.
Women like athletes.
They do.
She's with Tom Brady. He's won some Super Bowls.
Yeah,
true.
There you go.
I have a couple of questions here.
Oh, good. I'm surprised it's only a couple. It's a pretty odd circumstance to have a human man offer up his human wife to a freaking horse.
Yes, you are
correct.
Dude, is Tom going to be there for this? Is he going to be watching?
Well, of course. That's part of the deal. I said, all right, if you're going to let me bang your wife, I need you to be there and watch so you know how much of a man horse I can be.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he basically set up his wife to do a donkey show.
Yeah, no, it's not a donkey show. It's a horse show.
Jordan, they
all right?
Don't call him a donkey.
I'm not a donkey.
It's just
all right?
A figurative
that's
term.
Kind of like saying that a human having sex is like a monkey show, huh? Do you like that?
No, it's not.
Calling
at
you
all
a
correct.
Monkey? I'm offended over here. Yeah, nay. Nay to you.
Know that about horses.
Nay,
but
we don't like to be called
donkey. Here's the thing. It's most horses that win the Kentucky Derby wind up having a ton of sex.
Oh, you better believe.
I
we're studs.
Stud
point was studs.
People charge stud fees for you to go
God,
impregnate.
Yeah, I'm like a Deuce Bigelow horse gigolo over here.
Right. Yeah, but it's to impregnate horses.
Oh, I had some warm-up fillies afterwards, huh? I went back to the horse club after I was done. There was a bunch of fillies there. Some of them might have been underage, right? And I impregnated them with my horse penis.
That's great, but it seems
you
odd
want me
to
be more descriptive about how I did it?
All right, no.
All right. Well, you're missing out on some stories.
Nay.
Hey, what are you? Why are you saying nay? Nay's my word. No, that's our word. You can't say that.
You asked me if I wanted more description, and I said nay.
Oh, you meant nay like the old English?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. If it's N-E-I-G-H, then that's when I get offended. That's our word.
I understood, but it just seems odd that you would be attracted to both horses and people.
Oh, well, have you ever seen Gisela Bündchen? Absolutely.
But here's the thing. I've also seen any number of I guess what I would assume would be very attractive female horses.
Oh, God, yes. Have we ever?
I have never.
Ever since plastic surgery started coming in vogue, man, the horses just keep getting sexier.
I've never had even the slightest desire to have sex with a
horse. What? You never had desire?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen the right horses.
No, I'm positive that that is not
there's
it,
someone with a mouth that'll eat oats for days. Legs up, legs right up to their hindquarters, huh?
I hear what you're saying.
They have a vagina that could swallow a man.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's very attractive in the horse kingdom.
That's what
you
I'm
know?
Saying, yes, but that's...
A vagina that could swallow an entire human.
As a person... I'm not interested in horses, and I think that as a horse, you would not be interested in Gisela Bündchen.
You know what, Jolie? Hey, Jolie, you know, after this, we can go back to my stable, watch some horse porn.
I really don't
want to
do that.
I'll show you some horse porn that'll make your freaking head explode. Nay.
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 I'm in.
How are you spelling that, nay? How are you spelling it?
N-A-Y.
There we go. Phew. N-E-I-G-H. It's a trigger word. You don't say trigger words.
I guess.
Can I ask another question about the Kentucky Derby?
You want to talk about the Derby? All right, finally. We get some real
odd. It's an odd circumstance.
I thought that I was going to mention the Gisela thing. We'd move right on. I thought you'd be like, of course. How else you get a horse to run that freaking fast? I was the best one out there? No, I was motivated. Nay.
You were out there. Had you run in such conditions before? Because the field was considered mucky.
It was sloppy, huh?
A sloppy, wet field.
Yeah, it was a sloppy, wet field out there. You know what I did to train?
What'd you do?
So what I did was I got really sauced one night at the horse bar.
Okay.
Vomited and peed everywhere in my stable and stumbled around for a good 8 hours. I learned how to get traction with my hooves. I wasn't even wearing shoes at the time. Got to strengthen the feet like the Kenyan horses. Have you ever seen a Kenyan horse run?
I have not.
Don't even need horseshoes. It's crazy. Their hooves don't chip or nothing. Nay.
I don't believe it.
What?
Nay. I don't believe it.
Oh, no. Now I know how that one's spelled.
What?
You're about to get behind me. Get directly behind. I'm going to buck you.
I'm not going
to I'm going to buck you to kingdom come.
I'm not going
to
do that.
All right. You're missing out.
All right, Orb.
this has been deeply disturbing.
What?
I've enjoyed this.
That's good because me
and
Gisela
have a talking horse on a podcast.
Me and Gisela, tonight's the night, so I should probably go anyways.
All right, hey, be safe out there.
I need somebody to brush my coat, if you know what I mean.
And
horse sex!
I was going to say wear protection, but I guess... You're not going to do that. You won the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, no. We're hoping to have a half horse, half supermodel. Imagine how sexy of a horse that would be. Her eyes and my body?
No one,
look out.
No one has ever pulled the Kentucky Derby Super Bowl MVP combo in the same year.
That's because I'm the horse.
Wicca, what's more racist? Ooh.
Still the theme song.
The theme song is not eligible for competition.
Yeah.
All right. A new poll shows a majority approve the Washington Redskins name.
Oh, like 51%? That's really tragic. To think that we still live in a country where like over 50% of the people would be okay with Redskins.
79% of Americans favored keeping the name. Only 11% said the name should be changed.
That's awful. Wow. That's terrible.
That's more racist.
I'd say those numbers are too high for Washington, D.C.
Right. Well, locally, apparently, several newspapers and TV sports anchors do not use the name. They'll say Washington, or one of the alternative papers calls them the Pigskins.
Yeah, you could go with the Hogs.
But
like
then
the
are they
hog
calling Native Americans pigs?
No.
Or do they get rid of the mascot?
Well, no, the football is the old Pigskin they call
it. I see.
Yeah.
Phew.
David Grosso, a member of the D.C. Council, plans to submit a resolution, translation, a meaningless proclamation.
Perfect.
The Redskins change their name because it's racist and derogatory. However, he suggests using Red Tails to honor Tuskegee Airmen, who were the African-American pilots during World War II. While I don't doubt they deserve to be honored, when changing a racist team name, maybe the go-to isn't a reminder of our segregated armed forces.
It's some sort of animal.
I agree.
Yes, it's some sort of... It's the Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
with Panthers. Americans, of course, in favor of keeping the name so they didn't find it offensive and cited tradition.
Wow, I hate the tradition argument. Every time they're like, it's tradition. It's like, yeah, but things change. Yeah.
Right. Well,
you know what else was tradition? Slavery.
Right.
Yeah.
Segregation.
Yeah.
Women not voting.
Yeah. Now, however, we have a black president in the White House.
We do. Yeah.
Some have opined that we're living in a post-race society.
Yeah, I agree.
Or, at the very least, that racism is on the decline.
I would hope so.
If we use this poll as an indicator, yes, America is 10% less racist, as the same poll conducted in 1992 concluded 89% support keeping the name.
USA, USA.
So a majority of Americans will favor changing the name of a team in our nation's capital that is a slur on the very people we took this land from in, well, this isn't exact math, but the majority should come in 2074 if we keep going on the current rate.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to it happening after I'm dead.
Oh, what's more racist? There was a day-long symposium at the National Museum of the American Indian. Museum director Kevin Grover of the Pawnee Nation said the word Redskin was the equivalent of the N-word. He went on to say that there are, of course, the Braves, the Indians, the Chiefs, but the Redskins are the only one of these that's a slur, and it was used in connection with bounties on Indians at the time.
Oof. Yikes.
What is the team's response? The Redskins' response? Maybe nothing, I would say, if a symposium happens in your city. And
whenever race comes up, usually people shy away. They go, ooh, or I'm not touching that.
Well, they posted a series of articles on their official website that spotlighted 78 U.S. high schools that used the nickname Redskins.
78?
70 U.S. high schools. Not 70. Wow. So, 70. So basically, they were saying, hey, look here, we're not the problem, a professional sports team in the most popular sports league. It's all these 70 high schools.
Yeah, and they're all in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yes. We're referring to our sunburns.
Yes.
You son of a bitch.
I almost think, I mean, it's not more racist, but it's like, what's more inappropriate? Doing that, responding to a symposium at a museum,
yeah,
where they have scholars talk about things with a list of high schools that all use the same mascot as you as a way to justify it.
I still think what's more racist is the poll. That poll is like, that's a shocking amount of people who don't give a shit.
Try and find 80% of Americans who agree on anything. 80% of Americans wouldn't say they liked ice cream if you put it in a poll.
That's probably true.
More people
are okay with being racist towards Native Americans than enjoy the taste of vanilla frozen cream.
That's yes.
Yes.
That is the country in which we live.
We are not in a post pistachio nuts world society.
We are not. Absolutely. Now, what's more racist? Okay, so the poll.
Yeah.
We had that. You think that's still the leading?
If the theme song is not in contention, then yes.
Okay. How about their response to the poll? This is a different response. You might think, well, they had this poll. The Washington Redskins probably wouldn't put something on their website
they'd
about
probably
the
just
poll.
Say no comment.
Yeah,
that's
they probably
would
just
do.
Say no comment. The Washington Redskins highlighted the poll on their website, calling the poll good news for fans, and issued a statement, while much of the world has changed over the last three decades, the loyal support of the Washington Redskins is unwavering.
It is
also suspected at least 50 of those in dissent are Dallas Cowboy fans.
Whoa.
Jokes about your rival aside, if I'm the Redskins, I'm happy avoiding talking about the issue, and I almost think that their response to the poll in glorifying it is more racist than the shockingly racist results of the poll.
I agree. Yeah.
At no point does it sound like the Redskins organization denied that their name is a slur.
No,
it sounds
just
like they're mostly just saying,
yeah, exactly. It is, but that's
what
we do.
It's been a slur for so long. How can we possibly be expected to change it now?
Things change. People change.
Logic.
Society changes.
I know. Again, the Constitution, for instance, used to say that black people were 3/5 of a person. That stood for like 200... 100-some-odd years.
Right.
Still a lot of years.
Yeah, still an absurdly long time for something that awful.
This makes me angry. I don't like racism.
Neither do
I. I stand firmly against it.
You know, there's, I think it was the Florida State Seminoles. The university touched base with, like, the Seminole tribe after a long time, and they, like, coordinated the image they use and how it's presented in all of their university stuff with the members of the tribe so that they could present, you know, a mascot that was an actual respectful representation of you know, our forerunners.
Right. I'd also like to add, when the NCAA stepped in and actually were saying about banning it, the Seminoles were saying, no, the actual Seminoles really like the association with the university because it promotes their brand.
Yeah.
They, and I'm not joking. They have a lot of casinos in Florida. Yeah. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, so
this is more racist, Jordan. This just won.
Wicca, wicca, what's more racist?
For you, the listeners of Sports, Sports, Sports Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend a wonderful book called The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Joel saw the movie. He said that it was okay. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Again, that's audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork for your free audiobook.
And now it's time for another Weird Sports! Weird Sports.
Okay, lay it on us, Mr. Ranta.
This week's Weird Sport, Running of the Nudes.
I sounds think a lot I like have the Naked an, Mile. An inkling of what this is about.
Jordan, lay it on us.
Man, there's a really good nude joke here. I'm not going to make it. Lay this right down on your forehead real quick if you just get under there. And
whoa.
Easy.
That was zing.
Hey, there we go. You want the right answer, Jordan, before you challenge me?
Now, yes. I know what this is. It happens every year in Spain. They get a whole bunch of naked women together, and before they run them down to the stadium, all of the men gather in the outside of them, and they
throw
shout.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And there's just a bunch of tomatoes everywhere.
And then the women run to the stadium. The men run in front of them, barely escaping.
Oh,
and then
you're
the women,
talking about the running of the bulls.
The women are speared repeatedly when they get to the stadium and killed.
They have these, the tomatoes are there too.
Right. There's also tomatoes. This isn't the running of the bulls, is something completely different, Joel. The running of the nudes, like the well-known running of the bulls, takes place in Pamplona, Spain, but the running of the nudes occurs 2 days before the running of the bulls.
Oh.
So you're thinking 2 days later when they kill the bulls,
right.
They don't kill the nudes.
They don't kill the...
No.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. For those of you who have not seen the whole season yet.
I mean, could
they
be they kill it, like at least some of the nudes.
Joel, they don't kill any of the nudes, Joel.
They don't kill any of them?
I just told you they don't. They're all alive at the end.
I mean,
because
they kill like all of the bulls.
No, because Joel, like any nude sport, it's all about getting all riled up for the sex later. You don't want to kill them.
They're supposed to be sex later after nude sports.
What, do you just play it nude and then go home and cry?
Yeah. Is that not how it's supposed to go?
It's not how it's supposed to go, Joel.
Did I totally blow it when Cindy Struthers invited me over for a naked wrestling match?
No, that's Sally Struthers you're thinking of.
No, Cindy Struthers, her attractive daughter.
Nope, don't buy
it. She said, Joel, come over now for a naked wrestling match, and I pinned her like 6 times.
Joel.
Totally whooped her. You
have no
idea.
There is no winner in this fake story.
No, but I am calling the police for abuse because you're not supposed to fight women. The event was created in 2002 and is supported by animal welfare groups, including PETA, who object to the running of the bulls, claiming that the event is cruel and glorifies bullfighting, which the groups oppose.
PETA opposes bullfighting?
Yes, but they love naked people.
They do. That actually is the crux of all their ads.
Yeah.
Is like showing sexy vegetarians naked. Yeah.
Sex sells, and they're selling a product, which is not to be mean to animals. Let's get all naked toasty and rub on each other.
They
do
a really good job with that.
Yeah, they do the naked. Have you ever seen like the naked models that get naked and lock themselves up in front of butcheries and stuff in Los Angeles?
Well, have I seen them?
And they all get arrested at the end, but it's just like naked supermodels who are getting arrested.
Even the cops are like, oh man. Do they get butchered?
They go, hubba, hubba.
Do they get butchered?
I know that you're a serial killer and you want to butcher beautiful naked women.
Hey, I'm not a serial killer. I just assumed that's how that story was.
No, I'm sorry. You're a woman killer.
I'm not a woman
killer.
You
like cereal. Oh, jeez.
You're saying this like I'm the one doing it.
In the running of the nudes, naked humans, Joel, wearing only plastic horns and red scarves, follow the same route taken by the running of the bulls. From the Santo Domingo corrals through the town street, ending at the Plaza de Toros.
I believe that is Spanish for Plaza of the Toros.
Or bulls. Toros are bulls.
Oh, okay.
Plaza of the Bulls.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
No, it's a lawnmower brand. They recently bought the naming rights to the Toro lawnmower.
Yeah, I remember.
It's the Plaza, not as good as John Deere.
I call Toro shit. The length of the run is some 800 metres, or meters, about half a mile, and the event takes about an hour. An hour to get half a mile? Lazy.
Yeah, well, if you're like, I mean, like, I don't want to run naked.
Yeah, for women, it's even harder because they got jiggly parts where it sometimes hurts.
Still, I don't know. I feel like my jiggly parts would hurt a little bit more.
Your jiggly parts hide like a scared tortoise when you run.
They flop around because it's so large.
Ah, Jordan, come on.
Hey, I was talking to Orb out there.
Yeah.
We briefly compared.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you size up?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
There we go.
I'd say about half a horse cock.
Ladies. The history of it. In 2002, approximately 25 naked streakers ran through Pamplona's winding streets to promote an alternative to the running of the bulls. Subsequent events saw a steady increase in the numbers of runners, with an estimated 1,000 nude or semi-nude runners taking part in the event in 2006. By now, it's got to be like a million.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, the sexual revolution has begun again. People like to be naked.
And I
got to
tell you what probably never happens is there's probably not any like creepy old Spaniards who are ogling all the young ladies.
Oh, there's
out
one thing to be said about Spanish people, very respectful of women all the time.
All of the time?
I said that with a lot of sarcasm. They're generally quite aggressive.
Yes.
I have traveled to Spain a few times and oftentimes with ladies. And they, they're like, the gym, go with me.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, I don't know if I would be, if I were a woman, and I don't know if I would be comfortable stripping down to my skivvies and running through the streets of
Pamplona.
They're
very charming, too. They've got the accents.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
They've got the sun-darkened skin. They take siestas.
Cindy Struthers wound up dating a Spaniard right after.
They drink wine.
They say more wine.
They say more wine, and I say yes. Yes, Stefan, yes.
We're getting a glimpse
animal welfare groups across Europe and North America have promoted the event, coordinating the low-cost transportation and accommodations for the runners. Jan Hooks, Victoria Jackson. The event has become an annual alternative festival to the running of the bulls. Local citizens, initially offended by the public display of nudity, we don't like naked people, have become more accepting due to the changing morals. And because of the new event has extended the traditional festival and added to the important economic impact to the town.
Oh, yeah. Spain's pretty well fucked right now economically, so.
Not when this thing's in town. People are buying tomatoes and
that's
and
a totally different festival.
That's a totally different thing.
I was selling their clothes. They're selling their clothes for low, low prices. Because they don't need them anymore.
I don't know that the running of the nudes alone is going to, I mean.
I think it'll move the needle. I think you'll be surprised.
Rate in their 10-year T-notes is close to 7%. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, we should go one of these days, huh? You like to get naked,
yeah.
Joel.
I like tomatoes. Most other people don't like me to get naked, but I like getting naked.
And I'm naked right now, which comes to an end. Another Weird Sports!
Citizens of Podcast Town, this brings to the close another
sports
podcast. No nude running in Podcast Town.
Nope.
All right, Phil would like to give you our contact information.
You can email us at sportspodcast@gmail.com. That's sportspodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at sports3podcast. That's at sports3podcast. You can find us on Facebook by searching sports podcast in your little top bar thingy. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Download the Stitcher app today at stitcher.com and search sports podcast. You can find us on YouTube by going to youtube.com/comedypodnet. While you're there, please leave a comment. You can find us on iTunes by searching sports3 all one word space podcast. That's sports3 all one word space podcast. Or you can find all of our back episodes at comedypodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, hey Phil, I got to ask you, what's up with that weird stuffed animal over in the corner?
Oh, it's not a stuffed animal. I found a little groundhog outside the other day.
You did.
Yeah, I brought him in.
Oh, no.
Eyes are glowing red.
Lights off!
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.